Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Galactic Earth Fusion, the show that discusses the normal, the paranormal, the natural, the supernatural, the organic to know the inorganic, the weird, the wonderful, all things outrageous, strange, upbeat, and cutting edge, supporting our local communities, internet families, and all forms of sovereign media from around the globe. Broadcasting to you from the heart of the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains, just minutes from Asheville, land of the sky. I'm your host, Missy Hill, on this spring equinox, solar eclipse, new moon, lots of bizarre energies with solar flares, and it feels like this show has been in the twilight zone. I was supposed to do this show called Discipline, Diligence and Discipline, Superheroes and Training, a conversation with Cindy last week for Friday the 13th. And I thought, oh, it was just Friday the 13th that was screwing everything up and changing my show times. Well, that's not the case. This show was supposed to air today at 5 p.m. I put everything in as far as the time. It took it, and then little do I know, 10 minutes before the show, it's telling me that the show is scheduled to air at midnight. So something is weird. This show is definitely, it's like it's in the twilight zone. So let me tell you what this show is supposed to be about today, and I do have a pre-record here. Spring is here. It is the equinox and the solar eclipse, and a great time to set intentions. Missy is joined by her friend, Cindy, to discuss the importance of a disciplined lifestyle to achieve physical health goals. It sure feels like superhero training school lately when trying to have perseverance in a routine. Why is setting an intention and visualization not enough sometimes to get things to move in a certain way? Action needs to follow thought in all ways, including food intake and exercise, to permanently let go of extra weight. Our language is important. We do not want to lose weight because then we can find it again. However, Cindy says it boils down to simple mathematical science. We will discuss food apps on our phones, and that can help us with the breakdown of calories, how exercise will offset the food ingested. We are physical beings, and as we remake our physical bodies and nervous system, the science and discipline is what is key in attaining and maintaining health and physical body weight. The routine is important for core strength, endurance, lowering stress, sweating out toxins, and many other health benefits. It also builds the spiritual muscles when one goes beyond their comfort zone. We will give quick tips and tricks in this short talk show about things to burn it off, like spin biking, shockwave, and my favorite, infrared hot yoga. Now, there's another practitioner, friend of mine, who's actually been on the show before, part of the Helios Soul Group, who may be calling in here, who's also had some problems. But I want to just tell you, I've tried to remedy this with Blog Talk, and I don't know what is going on, but I called them, and, isn't this interesting? My screen is going dead. This is the reply I get. You can't even talk to a live person. It's only a recording. So here's what it sounds like. Here we're waiting to hear.
This is a record. 520. The number you have reached is not in service. This is a record.
So that is pretty strange. But anyway, today being what it is, lots of, you know, things could be happening. Maybe Blog Talk's been bought out by somebody we really don't know. But I have been fortifying the house today with Moxa, which is mugwort, and let me tell you, this stuff is the big guns. If you think white sage is powerful, this really is dynamic, and this is what Michael Tierra says about mugwort. I would recommend this. This, when you go to acupuncture, they use this to treat the needles and also to work around the meridian lines around your body, but it's very helpful for dreaming and for opening the third eye and for fortification of your personal energy field as well as your home. Spiritually, the pungent herb has been used for smudging, and in the Native American practice, burning herbs for protection and purification has been called the visionary herb, as it seems to give a clearer view of life, and it imparts a deeper sense of peace. Dream pillows are often made from mugwort, and the aroma of the herb will augment the dream state and help one to remember it. So it's also good for letting go of the old, which is the time that we're in, making way for new changes to occur, freedom from restrictions of the past, and taking bitter lessons life gives, clearing out the old. A new day is dawning. Simplicity and worry and concern would be the negative side of it. I see the richness in my spirit and acknowledge my inner values. Also, I was going to read, let me tell you what I've been doing lately, because I haven't been doing shows. I actually hadn't, I've only done one show since I've returned from Ireland, which was last September, because I was kind of guided to not do shows, and I've been doing shows as a guest. I've been on In 5D with Michelle Walling and Greg Prescott. I've been on Elizabeth Diamond's Diamonds Are Forever show a few times, both of those shows a couple times. And I've also done recently on Gaia Rising Now, TV.org with Wendy Morrison, and I interviewed her on my show, and I didn't have any problems. It just seems like in the past 2 weeks, I tried to get this show up and running, and didn't happen. So now we're here, and as we're waiting for this person to call in, I'm going to read a story from a book. I wrote a little short story in my friend Joshua P. Warren, who's also been on this show, his book called A Dark and Creepy Night. And because the way the energies have been lately, when I tried to get the show off Friday the 13th, was going to read this, and I figure, as strange as everything is now, why not read it too? The Mist by Missy Hill, radio host and UFO Skywatch Galactic Shamanism, Hope Sound, Florida, 2000. My husband Ron and I were testing out our new RV at Jonathan Dickinson State Park in Hope Sound, Florida. It was a cool March evening, just like now, I guess, in the year of 2000, and we decided to go for a night hike. Our hike brought us near some railroad tracks when all of a sudden we were engulfed by a thick white mist which swirled around us languidly, chilling us to our very bones. I had turned to Ron and said, I have this overwhelming feeling that someone or maybe several people were killed on these tracks. And right at that moment, while the dense white mist continued to encircle us, a train went by, jarring Ron's memory. He said that during his first trucking job years ago, the old trucker told him a story about how, when he was a small boy back in the 1920s or 30s, an entire family had been obliterated by the train when their car inexplicably stalled on the tracks. The old trucker said he remembered the story vividly because his father was one of the poor men tasked with trying to find all the body parts strewn about the scene of the accident. As soon as Ron and I finished telling the story, the mist dissipated as if telling the story. The mist and the spirits had found release and validation. And this is the time of release and validation for spirits, as again, there has been a window of people moving on and lots of changes as we are in this stellar activation cycle. Okay, we are going to see here. Let's see. Hello, is this Irina Ira?
Hello, yes, that's me. Hi, Missy, how are you?
I'm good, yes. Ira's been on my show a few times, and she has her own show, and I did play for the listening audience the clip I'm going to play for you of what happens when we try to do a show and we want help from customer service and it doesn't happen. This is it.
Yes, we have a significant decline, I would say, in the customer service in the Blog Talk Radio. And I have just been going through all my settings on my account and through all my arrangements, and I found out that the information on my credit card that have been stored prior in my account have been erased. I do not have any credit card information stored for the Blog Talk Radio to charge me next month for my Premium Plus package. And also I found out on the upgrade account page of Blog Talk Radio, there's no such thing anymore as Plus or Premium or Premium Plus account. They now call it Small, Medium, Large, and Enterprise. There is a change. And apparently now I have a Medium service, which I thought I'm having Premium Plus, which is not Premium Plus anymore. So we have been downgraded. Obviously, we need to pay more money to get a better service. Now, the phone support is non-existent anymore. No one can get through to the phone support. I just received an email from them. They're saying that they have scaled down their support system, and they prefer to provide support through the email, chat, live chat, and social media. Who would like to go on a social media to discuss their own issues on the account, technical support? I would not do that. And there is another thing I just found out. There is no delete button for the episodes that are archived. So, folks, if you have episodes archived, make sure you understand, you cannot delete them.
Yes, even if you've deleted something, like there was one show I did that, you know, I've never had to delete a show, but there was just a bunch of glitches and weird energies that I said, you know, this one does not represent me or my guests, so it has to be deleted. Well, I realized that it was back. So, yeah, there's some weird stuff going on. I mean, we're keeping a low profile with this as a platform as we're, you know, as just to tell people what we've been up to, but we want the listeners to know some of why we haven't been having shows is because there's some of these problems. So
what
I have a lot of time, but I want to thank you today for calling in, Ira, and sharing with the audience.
I just would like to make sure that we put it out there on air, and I would like probably to put out the same message on the social media, because to wake up one day and finding out that the credit card information is not there and you, like, don't have that same service that you had 2 weeks ago, it's kind of stunning. And I don't think it really serves the hosts or listeners. It's rather serves.
Right, and after
host.
This show, I'm actually going to post this probably tomorrow, not tonight. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say in the social media, you know, I'll post it to your page and we can figure out what we want to say, what's going on. Well, I want to thank you, Eva. I do have a pre-record, so I am going to go ahead and say my pre-recorded interview with a friend of mine.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me. I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Good night.
Okay. Good night. Thank you. Okay, and now this is a conversation with Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome to Galactic Earth Fusion.
Hey, Missy, how are you today?
I'm good, but this is just a weird situation. We're having to do this pre-record because twice we've tried to get a show up and running where we were going to, you know, talk about diligence and discipline of the exercise routines and our superhero training. And what has happened is that Blog Talk has decided to change the time to midnight. And I know you'll be in bed by midnight. I can stay up, but it's just a weird thing. So what I'm going to do is try to play this recording and do the show anyway and just see what happens if it's meant to happen or not. So anyway, we are taping this conversation, and we'll just see how it goes. So, all right, you are the most inspirational person that I know when it comes to exercise. I mean, I just feel you really are, and what was so fun is like that first time we went to the Y, and, you know, we did that class. We did the spin class, and then we did you know, the steam room. Then we went to the other Y. I just got to play something for you because when I had this song in my head for about a week the first time we went. Can you hear it? Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I think I was just thinking of that song YMCA. But you know, the one class we went to, we did Zumba at the second one, and we've been to hot yoga quite a few times. And there's something else we did. I don't know if it was Shockwave or with those belts and all these other classes. What are these classes that you do that are kind of like a military training or something?
Well, the one I do is what's called Shockwave, and the Y, and it's a circuit training that centers around rowing. That would probably be the most militant one that I do. The one we took, I don't really remember the name of it, if it was some sort of a type of CrossFit training. But I don't remember the name of that. That was my first time as well as yours.
Well, I feel we're both feeling this thing of something from within is pushing us to do this, to get stronger, you know, to feel healthier, to get the weight off, to fight the aging systems that are inorganic on this planet. You know, it's like pushing against entropy, but it's also like a superhero training of getting stronger because we know what the, you know, what the forces that be are trying to do with the spraying of the chemtrails and, say, the fluoride in the water and the GMO foods, that it's like we have to do everything possible on different levels, on physical levels, on mental levels, on emotional levels, and spiritual levels. And I just want you to tell our listening audience what drives you. It's like a drive. I mean, I see it within you. It's coming from within. It's like a drive that is propelling you to do this.
I thought about that question all week, and I think it comes from hearing enough about yourself to want to do it. You have to want to do it. And I want to say this. I am not a personal trainer. I'm just a regular person that has just decided that they want to stay in shape. I wish I had the magic answer that I could give your listeners and say, well, all you do is this, but for me, it's just wanting something fast enough that you're willing to do what you have to do to get it.
Right, and in the blurb I wrote up, you know, because some of the metaphysical people, well, can't we just set our intentions? Can't we just write it down? Can't we just tell God and the universe that we want to get this weight off? And, you know, we can douse our food, and we can neutralize it, and we can make it healthier, and I can eat this sugary cake, and I'm going to be okay. But we found out that, you know, maybe at one point that may have worked 10 years ago, but something about the rubber is hitting the road, and it's almost going back to the calorie counting. And not that we can't transmute things at certain times. Like, say you go on an airplane and you're traveling, you know, unfortunately, even if you buy bottled water, it probably has fluoride in it, and you do the best you can. I mean, actually, one of the places, healthiest places to eat, believe it or not, in the airport is Starbucks. And we'll be going into an airport next week. We have to go to Chicago O'Hare because we're going to Springfield, Illinois. But when we're at home and we're in our element, there's something about, I talked about this on the show that I did with Wendy Morrison on her Gaia Rising Now TV. It was an internet TV program, but, you know, we got into food. And I was saying, you know, we vote with the way we spend our money. So if we're buying, you know, a poor quality of food and household products, we're not in resonance or alignment with what we're
you know, talking about or choosing to become, because we are what we eat, we are what we say, and we are what we do. And my newest affirmation now is Fountain of Youth. Rather than saying I don't want to get old, because we don't want to speak in negatives, just bring in what we do want. Fountain of Youth to me means kind of everything. It means feeling younger, having abundant energy and health to do what we want and choose to do. Just like we don't want to talk about losing weight, because if we say we're going to lose it, we can find it again. I feel we want to be at our ideal healthy weight where we look and feel our best. And I know you've been using food apps on your phone, which I'm still learning. And I want you to tell the listening audience about this tool, because this is a fantastic tool that when somebody learns how to use it, you know, even with eating out, I know there's even some restaurants and different things in there. And you can scan a barcode, which will tell, I guess, the calories, the nutrition. Why do you feel this calorie counting? This is like going back to, you know, something we may have done years ago. Like, why do we have to be so scientific with this calorie counting?
Well, it's just basic science. It really is. We live in a very physical world. It's calories in and calories that you burn off. It's really that simple. And you can lose weight on eating Twinkies and drinking Coca-Cola. I'm not advocating that. It'd be very unhealthy. But if you take in the right amount of calories in Twinkies and Coca-Cola, and you expend the right amount of calories, you will get rid of the weight that you no longer want. There's a lot of little apps that you can download. The one I use is called Lose It. It keeps me focused as to what I'm putting in my body in the way of calories. Now, I used to be Weight Watchers, so I understand, you know, the fruits and the vegetables, and I try to eat pretty clean, but I just keep track of the calories, and it also tracks your exercise. And so I keep that math going to watch where I'm at, and it just helps me to, one, stay healthy and stay within the number of calories that I need to be in. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, we walked like 9 to 10 miles up and downhill. We burned an incredible amount of calories. We walked pretty fast. It was a good hard walk. When we got back, we had burned, I don't know, 700-800 calories, something like that. We get back to our house and we're hungry. And I measured out some chips. I measured out some organic hummus and a couple pieces of cheese. And hadn't really counted it up. I was just kind of measuring the serving. So we ate it. We blew every bit of that last 3 hours that we spent. We ate back all the calories that we had burned in like 10 minutes. And that's what people don't realize. Well, this nibbling and you grab a cookie or a handful of chips, or, and you don't realize how quickly that can add up. And before you know it, you have an additional 3,500 calories that you don't even realize you ate, and now you got a pound. Approximately 3,500 calories, you know, to gain a pound on you.
Wow.
So
now,
that just keeps me focused and keeps me on track. So getting back to your other question is, where do I get my motivation? I think it's as simple as making the decision. You just make the decision, and you know when you make it because you do it, and you can't let anything in life get in your way. Okay, well, after vacation, well, after my son's wed, well, after this, well, we're building a house. For me, all those things, that life throws at you, all those things, nothing stops me from making a good decision is the word I put in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I don't care what restaurant you take me to. I don't care what's going on in my life. Why does a wedding or anything have to do with what you decide to put in your mouth? That's where the decision comes in. You have to make the decision that this is what you want.
That's true. You said you have to be careful of your bites, licks, and tastes.
And tastes. BLT. Yeah. Yep. Bites, licks, and tastes. And you know, a lot of this, you know, you hear a lot of these little funny phrases, but it's all true. And as far as my exercise goes, I used to be a night person. And I realized that in the evenings when I got off work, there were too many things. I would say I'm going to exercise after work. You know, but then I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go home and get on my elliptical or whatever. I'm going to go for a walk. Too many things would interfere. Something would come up. A friend would call. Let's go here. Oh, we got to go do this. And too many things interfered with that time. So I realized that if I'm going to get any kind of exercise in, I'm going to have to do it in the morning. That was very difficult. That was very difficult to try to get up earlier. And so I said to myself, well, 20 minutes. I'll get up 20 minutes earlier and give myself 20 minutes to work out, do something. 20 minutes. I can do that. Even the 20 minutes was very difficult. It took me 6 months to a year to finally, I just want to lay there in the bed. But your food intake is 80% of your success. Exercise is a very small component. So the food I could do, nothing interferes. Nobody bent my arm and put a Big Mac in my mouth. That's my decision. But my exercise, other people's decisions, other things in life interfered with that.
So anyway,
I figure, okay, I got to get up in the morning and do this. And I lost my train of thought here.
Say we really want to get in good cardiovascular shape, or we want to get in some kind of shape that we have to do, you know, an hour of, you know, cardio or this kind of exercise or that exercise. If we're just wanting to do this for calories and weight loss, if we have to, there's times because of my time schedule I have to spread my exercise throughout the day. Like I did yoga. I wanted to do something this morning. It didn't happen. And I did yoga, and now I'm going to do the bike and more yoga, you know, when we get done with our recording here, because I've been doing, you know, laundry and different things. Now, I know with this food app, you can even put vacuuming in there, you know, as an activity where it burns a few calories. And this thing about the bites, licks, and tastes, you know, the Twinkies and the Coca-Cola, which are horrible for you, Appalachian Trail, that's the only time they may not need to worry about what they put in their mouth, because they're hiking, they're 12 hours a day. So at that point, they want to get as many calories as possible. However, it seems with women,
so the 20 minutes, I gave it 20 minutes, and I said exercise is a very small part of the overall weight loss, but your food intake. So I could control the weight. I could control the weight by the food. When the weight started coming off, it inspired me more to increase the exercise. But like you were just saying, you can spread it out over the day. I mean, you can do 10 minutes here, 20 minutes here, do something. If I'm in the kitchen and I pop a cup of water into the microwave to make some tea, that those 2-3 minutes that water is getting hot, I drop to the floor and start knocking out pressure instead of just standing there waiting for the water to heat. And you can do work. If you got a minute or two, do some crunches or do some leg lifts or have a little weight under your desk that you knock out a few curls or triceps or something. You don't have to necessarily put in a whole hour workout every day, but you can kind of do little things throughout the day that you normally wouldn't do to make yourself strong.
Well, if you want something really hard to do, you can stand in like dolphin plank pose on your elbows and go up and down. I've been doing that one because I want to get stronger in that for the yoga, and that's a hard one there. That's like doing sit-ups and weightlifting at the same time.
Anything like that, things that you just normally aren't doing now to build your strength. But too many people, they put too much into the exercise, or they think they have to do all this exercise to get rid of their weight, when really 80% of it is your food.
Mm-hmm.
And good sleep. That's the other thing that... regular sleep is important.
Definitely. And higher calorie food, in my opinion, needs to be superfoods, not empty calories. Like, I made some chocolate muffins yesterday, but these were organic and all good stuff, you know, with like cocoa nibs and maca and hemp and lucuma and, you know, all these different superfoods, coconut, you know, great stuff that makes it a nutrient-rich food and it doesn't have to be sweet to be chocolatey.
Right.
These kinds of things to have a snack, and they're not that big, so it's like, you know, they're the small muffins, so it's something to plop in your mouth when your blood sugar starts to get low.
Right. I totally agree with that. You know, the superfoods are important. I don't know that you can just eat all the calories you want in superfoods. I think it still works the same way. If you're not burning those calories, you're going to put the weight up. And that's your way to do it, but I think you're still going to put the weight on if you don't watch.
Somewhere along the line, I was reading something or heard somebody say, in 100 years from now, we're going to have all these great advancements in technology and medicine and the way we live, and there's going to be all kinds of changes, but losing weight will always be diet and exercise. There's no way around it. I don't think there's any magical diet that makes you lose any faster. I don't think there's any magical exercise. I think it's just all moderation and basic math. Whatever you choose to do to cut your calories and increase your activity is going to work.
Now, we could talk about metabolism, however, when people have thyroid issues, and the reason for this far infrared is because, you know, we are so filled with plasticides and crap that initially when we're starting this program, we may not be sweating through our whole body. But I'll tell you, after I did that 6 weeks of hot yoga, I started to sweat through my whole body, not just under my arms and, say, the back of my neck and other places, but, you know, on my arms and legs where I have, like, a glow on my skin where all the stuff was coming out of my skin and felt so good. So there's something about the far infrared, and I know you have a Megan bed, which is far infrared with the crystals, which is wonderful. So there's something about when the body starts sweating and releasing the toxins, I think that actually starts to kick the metabolism so that we become like a clean burning engine. It's like a car. You know, you can have a car that's sputtering, or you can have a car that's like a race car that's a fuel efficient burning engine.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe the calories we burn are different. Although you say actually when you start to let go of weight, you will actually burn
fewer calories, but at the same time we're building lean body mass and losing body fat, so we don't want to just look at the actual weight. We want to look at ratio of body fat to lean body mass eventually.
I think there are a lot of good things to help, you know, kick your metabolism in, and there are, but I think people put too much emphasis on that. Everybody's running around looking for the magic diet or the magic food or this combination or eat according to your blood type or do this or do that. You know, and there really is nothing magical. It's all hard work in making the decision and staying focused. But I will say this, when it comes to food, I try to eat as clean as I can. I watch a lot of documentaries on, and you go crazy watching all these experts tell you, well, you should do this, you should do that. But there's a common thread through all of it. Consistency, find some exercise that you like, do that exercise, try to eat as organic as you can, as GMO-free as you can, and as non-processed as you can. And just stick with it. And
hydrate as much as you can.
There's no quick fix. Your body will respond. And try new things. Like you and I, you got me into the hot yoga. I never thought I'd do that. And try different things. And you may find your body responds to maybe something a little different than what you've been doing, and that's great. But my thing is, you can get caught up in all this stuff and go crazy. And it's just very simple. Good, clean food, good sleep, make the decision, and be consistent, and don't beat yourself up if you fall off the wagon for a day or two.
So there you have it, the interview that I wanted to get done last week with Cindy, and it finally got off the ground tonight at midnight. So... with that, I'm going to sign off here because it'll probably cut me off if I don't sign off. And if anybody needs to email me and has a question about any of this blog stuff, I'll try to answer because I really don't know what's going on with it, although they're changing all the packages here, so it just remains to be seen. But anyway, my email is Hill, H-I-L-L, Knight, N-I-T-E, Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, @gmail.com, HillKnightVision@gmail.com. What's next? Not sure yet, but until next, happy trails to you. Until we meet again, namaste.